So then we go on to Exodus 16. Right, this time in the morning, on the one hand, it's for the Lord's need, but it's also for our nourishment. It's also for our nourishment. So it says, and in the morning there was a layer of dew. There's that matter of dew again. Right? The Lord likes the dew. On the one hand, he gets watered by the dew. On the other hand, right, this dew is for your... With the dew came the manna. Right? There's just this spiritual principle that God meets his need and he meets your need early in the morning with the dew. And the dew just signifies the Lord's grace. Actually, in another portion, his mercy. Right? This is why it's so precious. Right? We're just there and he is fully supplying himself as food to us. So with the dew, there was a layer of dew around the camp. And when the layer of dew lifted, there upon the surface of the wilderness were fine round flakes, fine as the frost on the earth. So the food comes with the dew. Manna, the nourishment God gives, comes. Eventually, you will realize, I hope you will realize, you will come to the realization that in the way in God's ordination, in his economy, actually everything begins. Everything is an issue of eating. This is what he established in Genesis. Everything is an issue of eating. The fall was an issue of a wrong eating. And eventually, God recovers man with a proper eating. Every problem you have is an issue of what you're eating. I know you don't believe me, but one day you'll realize. Right? When, you know, when you have a little, you know, your mom says something to you, and there's a little eruption. I think I've shared this with you before, right? I don't know if you remember, but, you know, there's just a little reaction. She asks you to take out the trash, right, Danny? I'm talking about that, Danny, right? Your mom or dad, they ask you to take out the trash, and it's like, but I'm doing something, right? Eventually, you can't do anything about that, right? On the one hand, you can confess, and the Lord can cleanse you. But how do you stop doing that? The only way is to eat something, eat the Lord. You can't correct yourself. You will never be able to change your behavior. The only thing that can change you is eating. And the way to eat is to get up and spend time with the Lord in the morning. The only way you get recovered is to eat. And the reason you reacted that way is because you ate wrongly. If you would go to the Lord and say, why did I do that thing? He would point you to what you've been spending your time eating. Right? Everything revolves around eating. And eventually, the only way the Lord actually gets his purpose fulfilled is by a people that will eat him. And so they gathered in it morning by morning. Actually, this is our living. This is our Christian life, is morning by morning. Each one according to his eating. And when the sun became hot, it melted. It melted. Right? If you wait too long, it's just gone. It's just gone. We had this, right? We had this in the reading, the extra reading from Friday night. It's just we get occupied. And if we wait too long, right, the Lord, he's just established this principle. And eventually we just have to cooperate with it. We have to enter into it. Right? He regulates our eating. He regulates when we eat, and he's regulating what we eat. And he wants to give you manna in the morning. Right? So that eventually, right, you'll express him. So this is the this is what the nourishment's for. It is so we just so we feel satisfied. It isn't just so we, right? We're contented. Actually, this is how the Lord carries out his purpose, is by our eating.